one of the big things, if we're looking back at X4, that's three versions back, we've had a complete redesign of our color management engine to provide you accuracy between the screen and what you print and make sure that you get really previews on screen of what you're going to be printing. We did a complete overhaul of our typography engine so that you can use advanced OpenType functionality, and with the latest version, we continue to enhance that to make it even better with advanced typography functions. A lot of graphic designers and graphics are done with fonts, so we want to support the latest and greatest in the OpenType functionality. We did develop a very advanced and robust style engine, both for objects and for colors, so that you can really define everything as a style, just like you would do in Word, for example, where you define a style for the title, and then if suddenly you realize you want to change the font and the color of the title, you press one button and it changes everywhere. Well, it happens so often when you work on a concept and suddenly at the very end, either you realize or your customer tells you, actually, that's not the right color I wanted to use. Being able to change that very quickly is a big, big difference. I think that is one of the key things for Corel, is around productivity and how do we enable our users to be as productive as possible with the product.
I think one of the new things with this version is a subscription plan, which is somewhat similar to Adobe's Creative Cloud, but unlike Adobe, you're still offering perpetual licenses. So tell me how that works. And as I understand it, Premium is the name of the subscription plan for Corel. So just give me a little background on how that all works.
We strongly believe in offering our users the choice for them to purchase the software the way they want it. We know that a certain percentage of the users are interested in, quote-unquote, renting their software and having a subscription. And we do offer them what we call a Corel Draw subscription, so they can rent the software for either a month or a year. It's at $24.95 for a month, or the equivalent of $16.50 for the year if you sign up for the year. But we also know from research and from also all the interesting comments we've seen when Adobe announced their switch to Creative Cloud, that a certain percentage of the users do not want to rent the software. They want to own it on a perpetual basis. And this is why we're offering a happy medium in between owning a perpetual and going to a rental model. We call it a premium membership. So for anybody who has purchased a perpetual version of CorelDRAW, a box or a download version, they can sign up for what we call the premium membership for $99 a year. And that part of that, they get not only access to everything that I mentioned, part of the standard membership, but they also get access to early access to new features that we will only release to everybody else with the next version, so X8, for example. And on top of that, once the new version comes out, if you have an active premium membership, we'll get you a new version, the latest version at that point, on a perpetual basis as well, because it's what you chose to be on a perpetual plan. So it's, I would say, almost best of both worlds. Our upgrade is at $199. So when we usually release a new version every 2 years. This is a $99 a year value proposition. So it's about the same price as if you were to upgrade to the next version, but you get all the extra benefits on top, exclusive content immediately available, early access to new features, and a lot more part of that offering.
For those who would want to upgrade from an earlier version, how are you handling that?
We have different options. For anybody who is on up to three versions back of CorelDRAW, so version X4, X5, or X6, they can purchase an upgrade from a perpetual perspective to CorelDRAW Graphics Suite X7 for $199 US. So that's the full product on a perpetual basis. That's three versions back or 6 year older than 6 year old. Either they can go with a full version of CorelDRAW Graphics Suite if they want to go perpetual, or they can go with the subscription option at this stage.
Do you have any particular limitations on the number of computers that a single user can install the suite on? For example, you know, someone might have a desktop, a notebook, and a tablet, so three machines.
As a general rule, our softwares are licensed for the user, and the user can install it on up to three devices that he owns and uses, as long as the software is not used simultaneously on the three machines, laptop, desktop, and tablet, for example. As long as you don't use it simultaneously, you can really have it installed on three machines.
X7 is available for both 32 and 64-bit systems. If there's a reason to install both, can you do that? What I'm thinking about here are situations maybe in which the user would want to use the power of the 64-bit application most of the time, but possibly has some older plugins that run only in a 32-bit environment. So do you have to install just one or the other, or can they coexist?
They can absolutely coexist. That is exactly the scenario that we've designed it for. Coexistence is to be able to run, if you have some older Photoshop plugins or things like that, or a 32-bit, they won't run in a 64-bit version of Photo Paint, for example. So you can install both 32 and 64-bit versions simultaneously.
And along that same line, speaking of plugins, compatibility with existing Photoshop plugins?
Absolutely. That was a big focus for us over the last, with X6 especially, and throughout the cycle of X6. But we're very compatible with all the latest generation of Photoshop plugins. So I know we're in regular discussions with companies such as Alienskin for their plugins and others. Our own are tested as well, so there will be no problem at all to make the vast majority of the plugins will work great.
You have a new feature in this version called Font Playground, which is intriguing to me simply because it seems to simplify in many ways a designer's task if you're looking at multiple typefaces.
This is really one of those many things that we're doing in CorelDRAW Graphics Suite to help our users be more creative but more productive at the same time. This Font Playground is really, we call it the right to play with fonts. It gives you really an opportunity to experiment and try things out without risking to impact your design. So you have this Docker on the side. We call it Docker's little, the palettes that are docked on the side. And there you can really just start typing some text, trying out things, trying fonts, trying stylistic sets on the font, and advanced open type functionality. And once you're happy and you found exactly what you want, you just copy that, paste in your document, you're good to go. So it gives you this experimentation place where you can rediscover and try new things without any risk of impacting your existing design, but at the same time keeping your design next to it so you have context on what you're trying out.
The interface has been changed so that it's a much cleaner look. It actually looks like it looks right at home in a Windows 8 environment. Are you getting any kind of feedback on that?
There's really two groups of feedback. Overall, the very positive feedback and the cleanness and the refresh look. We actually did a lot more, and it's not that visible on the UI when you look at it very closely, but we really took the time to combine to one common framework for all our interface. Historically, you build a product over years, and then there's multiple ways of doing things. So it really went to a much unified look and feel, and it feels much more unified. And the cleanness is really intended to take the UI away from your design and enable you to focus more on the design.
A lot of people now have multiple monitors, since monitors are becoming much less expensive. And I noticed that you've provided the ability to support multiple monitors.
That's been a very, very positive feedback. I think overall, and this is one of the things we did part of this UI refresh that we did in X7, was really to enable our users to not only support multiple monitors and very quickly drag and drop things on other monitors and work however they want to. As you mentioned, a monitor these days, it's very easy to just add a second monitor for what, $200, $300 or $600, $700 for a highly calibrated monitor. And then you really have a fantastic environment. You really experience a lot more space. But more importantly than that, you'll also see, and this is more important when we look forward, with the latest generation of laptops and the latest generation of monitors, it's really support for high DPI monitors as well. So we not only support multi-monitor, but we're also ready for the next generation of devices when you have these high DPI, these 4K laptops that are coming out right now. Well, CorelDRAW is already there for that. So the feedback on just multi-monitor has been excellent, but as soon as these devices start being available to the public, there'll be even more positive feedback, I'm certain, because, hey, the software will just work great on high DPI monitors.
Now, this is probably one of the most minor features there, but it's kind of intriguing to me. DRAW has had the ability to make barcodes for a long time, but this time around you've added the ability to do QR codes. And even people who have no idea what a QR code is have undoubtedly seen those codes. Tell me what they are and explain why they're important to somebody.
So QR codes is another form of a barcode, if you want. There are a square shape barcode with a lot of little squares inside, usually black and white, and it's very dull to look at on a, you see them on packaging. They're used a lot because with modern smartphones, you can just take a picture of your camera and it will get you that information over. So it's getting more and more popular for that. But what we did is really take that to the next concept, because it's a graphics package and enables you to create some really impressive graphics with CorelDRAW. So we also wanted you to be able to be very expressive and creative when it comes to QR codes. So we've gone with QR codes and went to the next level and enabled you to really create highly visual and graphical QR codes, starting to work with fill, starting to put effects, transparency, and things like many effects on top, and start layering objects, etc. So have full control and creativity there. But what's important then at that point, and one of the big challenges with QR codes, is that every device out there supports QR codes in a very different way. And that's why we've developed actually not only the QR code generator, but we also developed a web service that is integrating CorelDRAW that is a QR code validator. So you can just, once you've created your barcode and prepared it and changed the graphics, the look and feel, etc., you can just use our validator that is built in. Just drag and drop around it and wait a few seconds and go to a Corel server. For you, we'll validate you and tell you this is a readable barcode or this is not. If it's readable, we'll tell you what we've been able to read. And if it's not, well, at least you'll know before you go to print and have printed these 1,000 flyers that barcode was no use and helps you change before you go and have that expense.